Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Today we have an email from, personal statement?
Dude. Nope, this is just a dude who wants help with personal statement topic. Okay. I wrote that.
Okay. So
an anonymous dude who wants help with a personal statement topic.
Got it. Hello, Ben and Nathan. I'm having difficulty writing a personal statement and not including some negatives in my life. You're struggling to keep the negatives out. Okay. Because those negatives are what led me to where I'm right now. Origin story, sounds like. I'm in my late 30s and I have only started really living my life about 4 years ago. Even though I always wanted to be a lawyer, I never thought I was smart enough or good enough to get through college. But after losing three family members, including my mother, almost 4 years ago, my life had a lot of drastic changes. I went from a dead-end job to working for a big company, got promoted twice in 2 years. I'm a senior in college with a 3.9 GPA. I got married and my wife is expecting. I don't even feel like my old slacker underachiever self anymore. It's like I'm a completely different person and I'm living a different life. I wish I didn't waste all of these years doing nothing, but I know I can only control my future, not my past. I'm not really sure if my two lives would make a good personal statement or if I can include some of these things at least. I would really appreciate some advice. Love your show and look forward to more. Thank you and all the best. I'm glad you're doing well now. And precisely because you're doing well now, you should just focus on what you're doing in the last 6 months. Like, you have 1.5, 2 pages, double spaced. That's not a lot of space to write things. If you're kicking ass, talk about yourself kicking ass and be done. There's no reason to bring in all this other stuff.
Yeah. He's having difficulty not including some negatives because that led me to where I am right now. Did it though? I don't know that it did. I mean, it did like temporarily. It did in fact precede where you are now. But like, we don't care what led you here. We care where you are. We don't care how you got to be who you are. We care who you are.
Yep.
Why do you have to tell the origin story? You don't have to tell the origin story. I mean, think about opening sequence of a movie. If you see, some super fit, badass person kicking ass, you don't immediately go, oh, I wonder how they got to be this. Like, do you care how The Rock came to be The Rock? You just look at The Rock and you go, holy shit, that guy's a beast. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
It's not like you, it's not relevant. If you have to fight against The Rock, you're fighting The Rock. You're not fighting The Rock 30 years ago. You're fighting The Rock today.
Well, this guy used to be a slacker and an underachiever.
Like, who gives a shit?
Kick your ass. What's that have to do with anything? Duck.
No, it doesn't have anything. I don't care why he is who he is. I care who he is. And the law schools, they care about you now. So don't waste all that space talking about sad shit. Are you kidding me? Your mom dying? No. No.
Yeah.
You're kicking ass in school and work. Everybody knows that people go through weird shit in their life, bad shit in their life. It's fine.
You don't have space to write about even the stuff you're kicking ass at right now. How do you have time to write about these other things? They're just going to take away sentences that could be moving the ball forward.
Your wife has nothing to do with it. The fact that she's pregnant, I don't care. Your family members dying, not only do I not care, I specifically don't want to hear about that. Your old slacker self and you weren't good enough and you weren't smart enough, I don't want to hear about any of that. I want to hear about you getting promoted twice while also getting a 3.9 in college. And if you have one sentence in there that acknowledges I'm a bit of a late bloomer or something like that, fine. I think you probably don't even need that though. Yeah, you know, I think that maybe what Anonymous is worried about here is the gap on the resume, right? Like, yeah. I'm going to submit my resume, and I worked at McDonald's for 20 years, off and on, and that looks shitty. You know, I think it looks shitty, which doesn't actually look shitty to the reader, not nearly as much as you think it does. If it said literally McDonald's.
Look, a lot of this stuff just does not matter when you come forward with a 3.9 GPA and a high LSAT score. Because the concerns that people would have by someone who had worked at McDonald's for 20 years would be, are you up for this? You say, yeah, I'm up for this. Look at my GPA. Look at my LSAT score. I got the horsepower. Let's play.
Yeah. They're going to have your LSAT. I mean, you need the best LSAT score you can possibly achieve. You've got good grades. Keep it up. And then on your personal statement, you need to be putting your best foot forward, which your most recent promotion or what you do now that you got that most recent promotion, you know, talk about what you did before that and what you do now and just leave all the rest of this shit out of it. It's like that stuff's for you. Keep it to yourself. You're motivated by those things. Whatever you went through, you're motivated by that. Great. No one else cares. We care what you do with the motivation, not what the motivation is. As to mental states, please omit. I mean, that's one thing. That's just a pretty much broad, successful bit of advice is that if you are thinking about writing about what you think or feel or learned, any reference to mental states, omit. No one cares what's going on inside your head. They care what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for writing in, dude.
Anonymous dude. That was not, I wrote that. That was not a part of the email at all. That was an actual person. I just made them anonymous.
Thanks. If you have a question for the show, for us, or you have some good LSAT or law school admissions news, send it our way. Email daily at lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.